Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking, and I'd like to welcome you to the SSR2 plenary call number 80 on the 14th of August, 2019 at 1400 UTC. The members attending the call today are Russ, Denko, Ram, Norm, and KC. Apologies from Eric, Boban, Lauren, and Kabe. Attending from ICANN organization is Jennifer Nagar. Oh, I apologize, Nagar is not on yet. So it's Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer, Heather Flanagan, and observer, Christiana Jacobian. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call over to Russ.
Welcome. Sounds like we have a light turnout today. I hope that's just because of the time of year and that people are enjoying holidays. The plan today was to all the pen holders were supposed to have updated the document. I went through it earlier today and I see that there are still several holes, but I'd like to go through what we can and see if there's any concerns with what's there, and we can get the pen holder to update anything that is in concerns. Jennifer sent out the link to the Google Doc that contains all the recommendations. Recommendation one was turned to a suggestion, so it's at the end of the document, so we'll skip that one. Recommendation two, Scott is the pen holder, and it is about getting a certification in the security management system defined by ISO 27001. It looks like several people have put some edits in there. Does anyone have any concerns with what's here? Okay, hearing nothing. Recommendation three is still missing, and the pen holder is not on the call. Recommendation four is about finishing one of the SSR1 recommendations. It says that lay out the budget so we can tell which parts of the budget are related to SSR and which ones are related to other things. Any concerns there? Okay. Five is related to finishing SSR1 recommendation six, which says, please explain in a public document the responsibilities assigned to SSAC and to RSAC. There's a draft document, but it has never been finalized. Just says finish the job. Any concerns? I heard some noise, so I didn't know if that was someone trying to speak. Okay, recommendation six has to do with the SSR strategy and framework, has to do with two of the SSR1 recommendations, and it says to capture SSR-related best practices in a consensus document, establish clear and measurable and trackable objectives related to them. Okay, recommendation seven, somehow we thought we were done with this. We assigned it to Angie, and of course, Angie's gone. I would like a team member to take pen holdership for this one. Can someone on the call do that?
Hi, Ross, it's Carrie, I can.
Thank you. I expect it won't take much to finish that. Okay. And recommendation 8, Boban's the pen holder, and it has to do with SSR recommendation 27. And basically, other than a typo that I see, basically says risk management is not centralized and strategically coordinated and asks them to do that. Okay. 9 is deleted. My memory is that it was merged with something else. 10, Carrie Ann, you joined. So you want to walk us through that one?
This one was to address the fact that we wanted to have a confirmed position for chief security officers. Like over the years, they had like different persons holding a similar position, but we wanted it to be established. So I think the aim for this was just to specifically state that we want this person hired. Like it's not a role that we want to see just floating, but we want to see specific. So we also suggested some of the areas that we think should happen in terms of reporting, because it was a need to establish clear guidelines for ICANN's procurement process to ensure that the supply chain on a whole would be secure, which would then eventually lead to their management contracts, et cetera, for their hardware and software to be secure. So I don't know if anyone has any comments.
Thank you. Okay, recommendation 11 is...
Ross, just one addition. The sentence that starts the CSO, I think we could probably write the CSO slash CISO since we had it as or above, just to make for consistency. I just seen that a while ago. The CSO should oversee.
We I could see. Put, yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. 11 is also about security risk management. It has a bunch of bullets. Some of them tie back to recommendation 2. Some of them tie back to the previous recommendation. And some of them tie back to the recommendation 8. So I'm wondering whether, given all that tying back, whether this is whether the pieces that do have overlap should remain, or we should make this a more simple, straightforward thing on the pieces that don't overlap. I wish Boban were here to say why. It's either that or we should delete the other ones and have them all point here, is the way I'm thinking.
Hi, this is Carrie. I know Boban isn't here, but I know when he came up with this, it was that the security risk management framework stands alone. I think the idea was to make sure that it stands alone from the other recommendations because it has much more wider steps and implications that needs to happen outside of the other specific recommendations. So I think it's probably we could make it more concise rather than to remove it or merge it. But I think the idea was that we needed it to stand alone so they know that they need to implement a security risk management framework. Because what we saw, I remember some of the data that he found, it was bits and pieces and reports dating back like 5, 6, 8 years. It was to ensure that they have a management framework going forward. So I don't think the idea was to delete, but we could probably try and make it more concise, working with Heather or someone.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. So we'll just leave this for now unless anyone has any other points to raise. Okay, recommendation 12 was deleted and merged with 9, and now it's part of the compliance cluster that we have yet to receive. 13, we lost a pen holder here as well. Can I get someone on the team? Maybe someone other than Carrie Ann, since you just took one, to take the pen holder on this one.
Ross, I'm not sure, you're probably not in the Zoom room, but Zarko has his hand raised.
Oh, no, I can't see that. Go ahead, Zarko.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll take this one.
Thank you. Okay. The recommendation 14, Lauren, he's not here. This is the IANA portal. And while there's a bunch of little points to it, I think it all does kind of hang together. All right, not hearing anyone speak. So 15 is root server operations. This one, we had a pretty vigorous debate about this one last time we talked about it. And I think this is the result of the debate. Basically, it says that LROOT should develop a best practices, and they should be the example to the rest of the root servers. There was a whole bunch of stuff that was in here that got removed. So the last time, the only piece I see of the discussion last time that was not resolved is should also include hardening strategies for LROOT. There was a question of how that was measurable. It doesn't look like that one piece got sorted out, but maybe it was sorted by adding the next sentence, which was to develop performance measures. So basically we're asking them to tell us how to measure that. Okay. The next three are part of the compliance cluster that we haven't seen yet. And 19, this is KC regarding the research briefings. KC, is there, I think this has been stable a long time, is that right?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All right. 20. So this is about abusive naming and guidelines for IDNs. Basically, the last comments regarding visually indistinguishable, somebody wanted to come up with a document that explains what that means. My hope is that the findings text will include that as opposed to the recommendations text. There was also a question whether this can be measured. Naveed's not on the call, so I don't know whether he did anything to address that. I'm pretty happy with what's here. Do others have concerns still? Okay. The next three were merged, and so into 20. But then the next three, Eric has not gotten put in here yet, which leaves us to the data recovery plan, which is recommendation 27. Which basically says create a third site and have an external auditor verify that it all works. Okay, 28, we do not have a pen holder for. Can I ask someone other than Danko or Carrie Ann to pick this one up? This is a pretty important one regarding name collisions.
Ross, this is Carrie. I think we need somebody technical for this one, just to make sure. But there's a note below about the working party name collision analysis project. I don't know if the intent was to have it tied in or referenced only.
This is Denise. I thought Scott McCormick was going to work on this one. I'm happy to reach out and to clarify that.
I'll put Scott's name here and see if he notices.
Maybe put a question. Maybe put a question mark after it.
Okay. All right. And then we have. The ones from Eric that haven't been filled in yet, and then 35 has to do with looking forward to the next generation cryptographic algorithms for DNSSEC.
Ross?
Yes?
Yeah, okay. So if we could scroll down a little bit. So this, I started editing this, but we said that we can do the rationale later. So the main thing to look at here is that we scroll down to the resolution itself. Okay, the resolution has been, so I've edited the resolution like this. So I don't know if Ora has any concern if you compare it to what it was previously. So I edited the recommendation and basically saying that we should follow lesson learned from the recent root KSK rollover and also develop a plan for algorithm rollover to plan for migration to EC, DSA, and post-quantum. So I will be happy to see if there are any comment, etc. But so it may change over time, but this is what I have so far.
This looks fine to me. Others? OK. Okay, so I think we have so you've incorporated the findings text here, which ultimately will go elsewhere, right?
Yes, but this is not yet final. I think I have to, if you want to delete, we can delete, because I just started, working on it, but you told me that we'll do that later. So, but what is there is just some data I took from the document you and I did. So, but it's not yet final, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. 36, Carrie Ann, this is about privacy.
Yeah, Ross, it's been drafted for a while. I haven't gotten any feedback or comments much from anyone. So I think just you guys have asked which document to point to and stuff like that. But I don't know if everyone is okay with how it's structured or if there's any recommended changes, but this kind of summarizes all the different bits that were floating around on privacy, and the steps on the inside are just clear actions that I wanted to recommend that they do. So I don't know if anyone have any specific questions or if they want it restructured in any way, but this was the best way I could have figured out how to summarize everything. And it's still green. I wasn't sure why it was green, so I don't know if that meant anything that I missed.
I have no idea why the ones that I edited are green either. So I can't help you there.
I mean, it's a good color. It's good to go, but I don't know.
I guess I'm a Google Doc neophyte. It looks fine to me.
And I didn't put any bullets in front because I don't know if we're going with A bullet, dash bullet, symbol.
We'll figure that out
at the end.
Yeah. Y'all have to leave me something to do. This is Heather.
Okay. 27 was merged, 28, or 37, 38 were merged with other ones. And I believe all the rest of them are in the compliance group. Okay, so my understanding, Denise, you can please confirm this, that we'll have another readout next week from the compliance group and hopefully have some text from them to review the sub-team work on the compliance issue. Is that right?
That's my hope. I'll need to connect with the group to confirm that. So I'll do that via email.
Okay, great. And I'll reach out to
this,
go ahead.
This is Casey. Lauren and I did work on some of the text and added some notes. And yeah, what Denise says, right, I think we'll need at least one more call. We could try to do this week, and then we should have something next week to talk about at least
awesome.
The next phase.
All right, thank you. And I will reach out to Eric and find out why the ones he was assigned are blank. I suspect that he got confused and worked on another document, but I don't know that for sure. Okay. Is there any other business to raise? Okay. Hearing none. Sorry that we didn't have more people so that we could for sure know we have consensus on the approach we're taking, but I think that we're getting close to a set here, and once we have the whole the inputs from the compliance sub-team, we'll be close to being able to see what our total recommendation looks like. All right. Thank you, and have a good week. We'll talk next week.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.